how do you want to be remembered? What matters to you in this whole discussion of what do you want people to think of?
I've always said that I wanted to be remembered as a player that didn't waste a moment. Welcome to the Kobe Show, take two. Didn't waste a day.
Kobe, Kobe, Kobe.
And I felt extremely blessed by the God-given talent. But at the same time, I didn't take it for granted at all. So if I could be remembered as a person that was born with a lot of talent, but did everything he could to try to overachieve, and lived every day as if he was the 12th guy on the bench, I think that's a very powerful message to have, and something that hopefully the players that are now and players that'll come later choose to embody as well.
Usually I would start with my patented introduction, but I try to keep it together for this episode. But episode number 64, I had something written in the books, special program today, but it turned out to be something completely different today. The episode I thought I would never, ever have to do. Maybe in 50 years. My Kobe Bryant tribute. I felt like I lost a family member. I don't even know where to begin. And usually I'm not good in these moments at all. I barely attended my grandmother's funeral. For the past few days, I've just been looking at images, looking at old videos, scrolling to all the tributes from all celebrities, friends, people that Kobe Bryant touched, my own friends, including myself. I knew it's going to be difficult when somebody you looked up to, somebody that you look up as your hero. One of my close friends, Victoria, on Twitter, her name is Count on Vic. Now, we met each other through Kobe because of the Lakers. She's from New York. I live in New Jersey. And I remember gifting her a hat, that she took to a Knicks game to watch the Lakers and Kobe. I couldn't make it that weekend for that game. I can't remember the reason why, but I remember for years I regretted not being able to see Kobe play at Madison Square Garden that particular year. But Kobe, people that know me, Kobe has meant so much to me. Kobe has literally changed my life. He made it possible for me to view life in a different way. His work ethic, his perseverance, his push, his no-quit attitude, he made it easy for me to look at life from a different perspective. I went on Facebook a couple of days ago and I expressed the sentiment that he was the reason why, while I was in college, 12, 13, 14 years ago, when I couldn't solve a problem, I spent hours behind a computer screen, I wanted to quit. What I would always do is at the time, I used to have a lot of Kobe tapes, a lot of Laker games on DVDs. So I would just go back and look at them, look at particular instances where Kobe would just have that no-quit attitude, and I would tell myself, what would Kobe want me to do in this moment? Would he want me to stop? Would you want me to just give up? And of course not. That's not who Kobe was. It's even difficult saying was. There's a moment in time where I kept pushing through. I wanted to quit everything. And I kept going back to these tapes. I went back to the place that gave me solace, which is going back to the basketball court, try to imitate my favorite player, Kobe. I don't know. These past few days, it's just been very, very difficult. I didn't know him personally. I had the opportunity to get a nod from him in a three-liner at Atlanta game in 2007, my senior year in college, right before I graduated, 2-3 months before I graduated. And that to me was the pinnacle of my life at the moment. You know, my hero, the person I looked up to, you know, gave me a nod and had a great game, by the way, that night. You can even see me. If you go on YouTube, actually, that game, I'm sitting behind a bench. I'm the only guy wearing a long sleeve Lakers shirt. And Kobe was, you know, going off in the fourth quarter. Lakers were losing. Kobe went off, I think, 14 points. And I was a guy just every basket, just getting up and yelling and screaming like a madman. I'm sure our thousands of people in the arena were as well, who were Laker fans. But, you know, it's a special thing to go back on YouTube and see myself again on there. Not something I share with many people, because people that know me, I'm very private. I try to keep things to myself. I don't want to boast and talk about those things. But I feel like it was appropriate to mention that at the moment, just to show that, you know, everybody has a Kobe story. Everybody had the Kobe moment. Whether you met him or not, Kobe has influenced people's lives in all aspects. Whether you liked him, whether you loved him, whether you hated him, whether his Lakers busted you up, you always had a Kobe story. Whether it was good, whether it was bad, whether it was joyful, tearful, whatever the situation, everyone had a story. Before I even did this podcast, I was saying I cried enough. And right now, as you can hear my voice from the beginning, I just going back and closing my eyes, replaying this all over again, all the moments, I start to tear up again and know that, man, this guy, all the things that he accomplished from day one. I remember vividly those air balls. He shot them on TNT against the Utah Jazz. Then the commercials, Adidas commercials, where he put up the poster and said that this will never happen again. 20 years for the Lakers. 20 years for the Lakers. 18-time All-Star. 12-time All-Defensive Team. 9-time All-Defensive First Team. Oh, man. I can't even get my statistics right now. But 18-time All-Star, 12-time All-NBA, 9-time All-NBA First Team, you know, what was it, 14 times All-Defense, 9 times All-Defensive First Team, 4-time All-Star MVP, 5-time NBA Champion, 2008 NBA MVP, 3-4-time Scoring Champ, 81 points, 62 against the Mavericks, 65 against Portland, 61 against the Grizzlies, 427 times, 35 plus games, the third all time. Scored 40 plus games against all NBA teams minus the Lakers. I mean, I can't. The guy accomplished everything on the basketball court. But what's most amazing to me was his grind, his perseverance. Amazingly, his quote, one of his quotes that stuck out to me. He said, "I don't have a problem with lazy people. I just don't want to associate with them. Everything that Kobe did, everything that he put his hands on, it became gold. This man, he took it upon himself to say, everything I do, I'm going to do it to my best ability. That is what drove me. That's the impact he had on my life. As I mentioned before, when I wanted to quit, when I wanted to give up, when I wanted to not do the things that was required of myself to help other people, when I needed to get through moments, when I wanted to just give it all away, I always remember Kobe. I have no idea. I don't even want to imagine what his wife and his daughters he left behind are feeling right now. I've been a mess for a day and a half. I've been thinking of why. Why now? What's the purpose? For the listeners that know me, I don't know if you're tuning in for the first time, but for listeners that know me, they know I'm a lifetime Christian, Seventh-day Adventist. I grew up, you know, believing in God. We know that God is existent. God is the one that's there. And there's moments like those, like on Sunday morning when you hear the news and you start to question sometimes why. This man changed the face of basketball in his era, in his generation. There are people like, if you already know, it's every time you're near a trash can, whether you have something or not to throw away, you always near a trash can. All you do is flick your wrist and say, Kobe. He was a transcendent figure. He was just not a basketball guy. He was just not a superstar, Hall of Famer. He was an icon, a legend. Legends never die. Kobe was not supposed to die. I was supposed to be seeing Kobe at courtside every time the camera flashes, the TNT, ESPN, whatever game it was on, whatever station it was on. We were supposed to see Kobe talking to Gigi, interacting with the fans, interacting with the players. We were supposed to see this for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I still can't wrap my head around this. It's a very difficult thing. Everyone talks about the basketball games. That's how we all knew Kobe. But these past few days, reflecting on what Kobe really meant to me, you know, things started to really show up in my mind. And things that I never thought about that impacted my life. And I want to share those with you guys. And anybody that ever listens to this weeks later, months later, years later, just remember this. It's bigger than sports. These things are bigger than life even. The biggest lesson that Kobe taught me, aside from the things on the basketball court, he taught me in his, what we call the second career. Once he retired, he got the opportunity to be a full-time dad, a real full-time dad. He got the opportunity to live the life that he built on the basketball court, to live it in his life off the court. And the biggest lesson that he taught me was, you ought to put your full potential in everything that you do, so that when time comes that you go, that people remember you, that you gave it all. You gave all your love. You gave all your passion. You cared for the people you said you care for. Your word was bond. That's what Kobe taught me. Don't waste a moment. Don't waste a situation. Don't waste an opportunity. We human beings, we're going to fight with others. We're going to have gripe with others. Look, I'm going to share something with you guys that only a select few people know. Well, after this, it won't be. But my mother and I, we have fought a lot. We don't always see eye to eye. There are things we wholeheartedly don't agree on to this day. We weren't on speaking terms for a couple of weeks. Then Kobe Bryant passed away, and my mom sent me a text message. That text message pretty much, a voice note. And that voice note said to me, "Kobe Bryant meant a lot to you, my son, and I know this. I watched you grow up with Kobe. You wanted to be like Kobe. You did everything like Kobe. You adored the Lakers. You still do. The reason why you moved to America was because of Kobe, almost." And I chuckled. In that moment, I forgot about our gripe. I forgot about everything that I was mad at her about. And I said to myself, this is petty stuff. We're humans. We will always disagree on things. But you never know the last day. You never know the time. You never know the hour. You don't know the day. It's a blessing to wake up every morning, to leave your house and come back. That's a blessing. It's even a blessing to wake up every morning, to be grateful. Kobe, Vanessa would not see her husband for right now. She lost a child. I don't have children. I want to. So I have not. I don't. But I don't know that feeling. I don't know what she's feeling. I don't know what she's thinking. But my message to you people is, listeners, time is precious. Life is precious. And the one thing, if I already haven't mentioned it, the one thing we all learn, we ought to learn from Kobe's life, he never left anything. He never left a question mark. You can say anything else about Kobe. I mentioned his accolades. I mentioned the things he done on the basketball court, the things he was doing off the court. He was the Grammy winner. You know, he was a stupendous dad. He was a great coach. He was a great husband. Amazing dad to his daughters. You can name off all his accolades, but the one thing nobody would ever question about Kobe is whether he always thought, what if I did more? Kobe did everything and everything. Blood, sweat, tears, literally. He left it all. He said, I want to do the things my way. As Ramona Shelbourne said in one article, Kobe literally bended earth to his will. That's how mentally strong he was. He did everything he possibly could to get the best out of himself, everyone, and everyone around him. that is my lasting legacy of Kobe. That's what I will always remember about him, and that would always keep me pushing. Days I want to quit, things I don't want to do, when I want to give up, people I don't want to talk to, situations I don't want to deal with. Kobe's passing is again another example as to why what I'm saying is more important. He wasn't doing nothing out of the ordinary. Something he's been doing for a decade plus now, 2 decades plus. And in an instant, all of it was gone. Cherish your moment. Cherish your life. Cherish your family. It's not easy. I know it's not easy at moments to just say, I forgive you, I'm sorry. But as of today, I know what Kobe will want us to do. Kobe didn't have a lot of friends. But the people he interacted with, you see all the tributes and the things that people have to say about Kobe. It didn't matter the relationship he had with them or the interactions they had with him. Kobe was always polite. Kobe was always nice. But Kobe always tell you how it was supposed to be, how he thought you were supposed to do things. Many of us were not on his level in terms of celebrity, the people we knew, the things that we did, the things that we have to access. But like I said, he made sure that everything that he had, he used it as his full potential. He did everything he could, everything he could, to get the best out of it, to squeeze every ounce he could out of it. Because he didn't want to leave with the what if. He didn't want to live his life and people always question what if. And I don't want that legacy for myself either. I don't want that to be me myself. I want to give everything I can. It's a moment of reflection for many of us. It's a opportunity for us to put our heads down. Grieve if you have to. Take as much time as you need. Don't feel ashamed that you didn't know Kobe. Don't be ashamed that people are saying, oh, why are you grieving and suffering and crying about a person you didn't know? That's not what it is. We're all human beings. We suffer. When you attach to something, when you invest your time into something and someone, you're going to feel pain when they're gone, and you're going to feel grief when things occur around them. It's okay. Take your time. I've been crying for days. Even moments I'm sitting working and, you know, I'm scrolling through my Twitter timeline on a break and I see something and then my tears are shed down my eyes again. It's okay. Take your time. Grieve. Go through it. Talk to somebody. That's what I've been doing. I've just been talking it through. Been crying by myself. Talking it through. Making it through the day. It's a tragedy. It's someone that we cared about. Someone that we followed our entire lives almost. Like I said, it's like you lost a brother. He was my guy. Kobe Bryant, thank you for all the moments. Thank you for all the memories. Thank you for everything you have showed me and your fans and the Laker organization. Thank you for never giving up. Thank you for always pushing. Thank you for giving us your last drop. You gave us 20 years of excellence. You gave this earth 41 years of greatness. Thank you, Kobe. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and I know I appreciate you a lot. You will never be forgotten. As of this recording, I'm sitting in my Kobe shorts. I said this, I don't want to do this in my Kobe shorts. I'm going to frame I'm never wearing my Kobe jerseys again. I'm just going to frame these and put them in my office as a reminder every time I walk in or every time I walk out. Just to remember, what will Kobe want me to do? When I'm having a bad day, what will Kobe need me to do? Power through, push through, never give up. I want to leave you guys with Kobe's Oscar-winning short film. If you haven't seen it, you can go on YouTube and watch it. I just want you to listen to it. And the beauty and the story Kobe tells. It was practically his life. And I'll just let you go with that. But for right now, Statman, signing out.
A one-point game.
Dear Basketball. From the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. A love so deep, I gave you my all. From my mind and body, my spirit and soul. As a six-year-old boy, deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle. I gave you my heart, because it came with so much more. I played through the sweat and the hurt. Not because challenge called me, but because you called me. I did everything for you. Because that's what you do when someone makes you feel as alive as you've made me feel. You gave a six-year-old boy his Laker dream. And I'll always love you for it. But I can't love you obsessively for much longer. This season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding. My mind can handle the grind. But my body knows it's time to say goodbye. And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now, so we both can savor every moment we have left together. The good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have. And we both know, no matter what I do next, I'll always be that kid with the rolled up socks, garbage can in the corner, 5 seconds on the clock, ball in my hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you always, Kobe.